Hello.
Hi. How many languages do you know how to say hello in? Go.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Hola. Mm-hmm. Bonjour. Mm-hmm. Hi. Guten Tag. Mm-hmm. Wappen. Good day.
Good day.
What about you?
No, literally, hello, bonjour. Hola.
Don't just copy mine, you cheeky.
Aquaba, that's a welcome. That's not even hello.
Well, that could probably count.
I tried.
You did.
I tried. Welcome to the bilingual 1010 would recommend. It is me, Tolly T, or Talani. She's a biracial girl. Biracial.
And me, Gina. Hello, everybody.
How are you, mates?
Yeah, feeling good, actually.
Feeling good, feeling funky.
Feeling funky, feeling fresh. Excited to talk about today's film.
I'm not so excited to talk about today's film.
I know, I feel that. And you know what? That's okay. We're allowed to have different opinions. I actually really enjoyed the film that we're going to talk about today, weirdly. I don't know why. I usually be stressed, but I enjoyed it.
But you enjoyed it. Okay, then cool. Remind the people then what the film is, what their homework was. I'm so gassed about next week's homework.
I know. I've been waiting. I've actually been waiting.
I've been gagging for it.
Yeah, gagging.
Tell
gagging.
Them.
Okay, so the homework for this week, which you should have watched, was The Guilty. Mm-hmm. And that is a sort of thriller-type film starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's buff.
And that guy can act.
He's
that
buff. Ooh, I was watching Jake. Another film with him the other day. It was called Love and Other Drugs, right? Mm. And the big drug they were talking about on the show was Visor. I was like, they knew. Mm-hmm. It was really weird. But anyway, as you were.
Damn. So starring Jake Gyllenhaal, and I think he was a disgraced detective. Mm-hmm. And then now he's been turned into a 911 operative. So he looks after the telephones and he gets a very concerning phone call from a woman. It appears that she is in a car with somebody who's like holding her against her will. And the whole thing is about helping that woman. So that was the homework for this week. That's what we're going to be discussing.
Yes.
But for next week, everyone prepare yourselves because the time has come for us to finally watch You Season 3.
You
Season 3.
You. Which is possibly one of the best series thingy shows that Netflix has done. I'm just pointing it out.
You think?
Genuinely. In terms of how it had people by their neck.
Yeah, the throat.
It was one of the first ones to pop off on Pop Off Heavy. Mm. So I'm here for you. I'm very excited for next week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to binge all of it.
I'm really, really excited to talk about You. So that's the homework. You is out today. It just dropped.
It
so you've
sure
got
did.
A week to watch it and then
we're gonna talk, we're gonna talk about it.
But first, let's talk about The Guilty. Now, when I told you about it last week, what did you expect to get? Like, how were you feeling about it?
I thought I'd see more than one character.
Ah, so this is actually what I liked about it.
That wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
But like, some backstory, I've lived a life and I applied for a job as a 911 call operator because I used to watch 999, Watch Your Emergency a lot. And I was like, I think I could do this. And I think it was a time I was probably like out of uni, didn't really have a job. And I think you could do it night shifts.
Right.
And it was like a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
Because probably of all the trauma that goes into it in terms of being the one to pick up people when they're at their absolute worst and being calm enough to deal with it and things like that. Didn't get it.
Did they tell you why?
No, I just think it's good that I didn't. I would have cried. Mm. I think I would have cried at every single phone call and I would not have been able to manage it. So that idea of being the person behind the phone call, like people's emergencies, has always intrigued me. Just because of how calm you have to stay. One call could be really like a massive emergency. One call could just be someone that's drunk, that's chatting shit.
This is it. So also for further context, as you said, the entire film is based in this guy. I mean, he does go to the toilet a couple of times, but it's based in the office where Jake Gyllenhaal's character, whose name actually escapes me, is looking after the phones. Mm-hmm. Like the entire film takes place there. But you're right, the pressure...
It's stress, yeah.
Of making sure that, like, if somebody rings you and you're like, okay, this person's in immediate danger, they're like, please help me. And you're just like, okay. And he has to be like, hold for 2 minutes.
Calm as well. Yeah, exactly. It's keeping them calm. And then it's like, I think you have to stand on the phone to them until the police arrive there. That's a lot.
Yeah, I could never do that job.
And also, do you get updated as to what happens to them? The fact that I would just go home and not know if this person's alive, if they're well, if the baby got delivered okay, if the cat came off the tree, all of that kind of stuff. I just want to know that people were okay. And I feel like if I couldn't, that would actually really play with my head.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Okay, let's talk about the plot because you can tell that this guy has something wrong with him. He's got his little asthma pump. He's going through it.
Because he's got an asthma pump, he's not okay.
Oh, yeah, but he was having heart palpitations.
Maybe he had asthma.
No, he had asthma.
People have asthma, Gina.
No, he had asthma, but he was gripping. He was holding it tight. One hand on the phone, one hand on the asthma pump. Did you not?
Okay.
I was watching the film intently and he was really gripping on the asthma pump. So he was extremely stressed out. He was hyperventilating a lot.
Okay.
Okay. But you can tell that there's something dodgy with him because he keeps getting that call from the journalist.
Yes.
And you're like, what?
Why is she calling him?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he calls his ex-wife at one point.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's
that
like,
is really
you have
weird.
To stop calling me. Like, yeah. We're not together anymore.
Yes.
The problem I had with the guilty is, I'll be honest, I didn't understand it.
What didn't you understand?
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I don't. I really don't. I kept rewinding things. I put subtitles on. And I genuinely was like, I don't know what's happened.
Especially, again, when a film is based in one space.
Yeah.
You have to basically just pay attention to the dialogue the entire time. Otherwise,
so
you're not going to
know.
So for those who have not finished it or haven't watched it yet, this portion is going to be a spoiler. Because
yes.
I'm telling you everything.
Spill.
All right. So Jake Gyllenhaal's character gets a call from that lady. We all know that. That was in the trailer. Fine. And so he's like, oh my gosh, this lady's being abducted. It's very stressful, whatever, whatever. We find out that the person that she's in the car with is her husband.
Yes, I got that bit.
Right. So we're like, oh Lord, that's not great. The kid
the
calls.
The kid calls 911.
We'll put two and two together.
Yeah.
Not really sure how all of the calls you managed to get through, but fine.
But cool, yeah.
Then we discover that there's a little baby.
Yes.
And the baby's been harmed. I'm like, what's happened to this baby?
Yes.
Not too sure. Anyway, the whole time you're thinking, oh, we need to get this woman out of the car. Like, it's very stressful. The guy's moving mad. The husband is going to kill her. Like, this is awful. Then the lady in the car, they're all talking and having a moment. You're like, is Jake going to run off with this woman? And then she's like, Oliver, the baby. Oh, but Oliver's okay, isn't he? He had snakes in his stomach. I got them out.
So we realise that the woman is not...
She was...
She was what?
She pew with the baby. She pewed the baby to get the snakes out. Then you're like, what happened there?
I thought it was a tummy bug or something, is she?
That's what you think. When she starts talking about snakes in the stomach, Jake's character, I'm sorry, but I'm calling him Jake. He's like, wait, what? And then the music is like, and then you realise that actually the whole time you thought it was the husband. No, the husband was just trying to take her to the hospitals for her to get sorted out because she stabbed up the baby and she's the one that put them all in danger. And now Jake's got the police after the guy. But no, she was the murderer, killed the baby, thought she was getting the snakes out. Next thing you know, she's like, oh my goodness, I've killed the baby. She's ready to go top herself. Jake's like, stop it. Saves her.
How have I missed this whole thing?
Yeah, I did wonder, because I thought that twist was sick.
I swear to God.
I thought that twist was really good.
I don't know why.
I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the film.
I genuinely watched it like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it was good. But it's like, as I say, if you're not paying 100% attention, and it is hard, like, to pay attention to a film or whatever.
It's set in basically one place the whole time.
Place,
and it's just phone calls.
If you miss something, you are going to miss the story.
What did we figure out what was wrong with him? Why was he a disgraced detective?
You know when I told you that he had a moment with the lady on the phone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
During that moment, when she was freaking out because she'd killed her own baby, he admitted that he killed like a teenager, a 19-year-old. And it turns out that the case is that the reason why he's going to court and he's getting his friend to testify and all this other stuff is that he is a police officer who shot a teenager. And he's been taken to court for that. He was going to get his colleague and friend to lie for him and all that. But then after Babygate, he's like, no, I'm going to come clean.
So he's going to jail with that woman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in the end, he gets sent down for manslaughter. That's the story. It's a good film. I honestly
do you know what? I might actually watch it again because I don't know how I genuinely just missed it.
Yeah. Are you a big fan of these kind of films in general?
Do you know what? I kind of do. No, but I do prefer two people.
Right. Okay.
I love a two people film. Mm. I love a film where nothing happens.
Really? Oh yeah. Because remember you telling us about Malcolm and Marie?
Yeah. Where kind of like there's no progression. Nothing really happens. Mm. And I think one of the best films that does that is Boyhood.
I haven't seen Boyhood, but that's the one that actually
literally follows this young boy's actual life of him growing up. Mm. And it's not that nothing happens, but like nothing dramatic. He goes to school, he graduates. It's just very like very nothingy. There's no like peak.
Mm.
And I generally do really like films like that. I just feel like, oh, this is just a nice thing to watch.
Yeah. I think the reason why I like films where it's in, I don't know if I would necessarily like them, but I think that they're clever, is that everything is kind of up to your imagination.
Yeah.
It's not scary as in there's any jump scares and if it's going to come out, but you have to fill in the gaps of what like the jeopardy is there. What's that film from last season that we were talking about, the French one, where the lady's just in the pod the whole time?
Yes.
What's Oxygen? Oxygen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't know what's going on outside, really.
Yeah.
It's just scary because she's in there trapped alone. Or that other film that I've never watched but heard about it, where he's like buried alive.
Yes.
Like, is he going to get out? We don't even know. Who knows? Yeah. He's just there, stressed
out. I think what it does show is how good an actor people are.
Yeah.
If it's just you in the film and everything's based around you and all the emotions have to be given by you, it's going to call you out. That's if you're a shit actor, it's going to come through. So I think that's why Jake was sick in this, because he actually is a good actor.
Yeah, he was really, really good.
I don't think I knew how buff he was.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it either.
You know I've got that problem.
You do.
I know it sounds, it's so off brand. It is so off brand for me. But like, I just like, oh, I can fix them. I can bring joy to their life.
Jake Gyllenhaal, does he play troubled white men characters?
In that film, in The Guilty, does. And in the time I watched the film, Love and Other Drugs, is troubled there as well. It's kind of like womanizer troubled and like Lothario kind of vibe. And I'm like, I can fix him.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Say, speaking of you, the homework for next week, would you say that...
No, I don't want to fix that man.
No,
that man is,
because that's a troubled white man.
No, there's troubled and there's a demon white man. He is a demon. He's an actual demon.
Yeah, that...
No, I have no desire to fix it. I want him to go to jail as soon as possible. Yeah. And I'm so glad he met someone as equally as mad as he is.
Like, me too.
You is basically a story of you're mad and madder. Literally. Yes. That is the plot. You're
that mad and madder. That is actually so true. Yeah, that is actually so true.
That's literally what it is. Two mad people together just being mad.
Yeah, you're right. I was going to ask you whether you guessed the twist in The Guilty, but seeing as you never...
I didn't know what happened. I genuinely did not understand it. I kept rewinding it. I watched the beginning of it a few times. Do you know, I didn't think it was funny though. The man that called, he was clearly got robbed by a prostitute.
Oh, but yeah.
He's trying to act like, oh no, he's this like... And you could just tell Jake. I like the humoury side of that. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
I found it quite a hard watch, I'll be honest.
And that's absolutely fair. Yeah. Like, it's not even that long, I don't feel like.
Yeah.
It's a Friday night in. You want to watch a film with whoever or by yourself. I think it's a good watch for that.
Talking about things that are not that long, have you clocked that Netflix series? I don't know if it's just my homepage, but they do a 90-minute comedies now as a section.
Oh, really?
And I thought that was such a sick idea, because sometimes you just want to watch something, like, quick.
Yeah.
And I like that they give you that tab as they're like, here's something quick and quite easy to watch. I love an easy watch.
Honestly, same. Like, the categorising on Netflix has changed, because they're doing things like, they've got the popular and the top 10, then new, and then it's like, you can randomise what you want
to,
like...
That is my favourite game to play.
Yeah.
So I do this thing, when I'm alone, I'll just go on Netflix and I'll go and play something, that thing.
Yeah.
And then, if it's something that I like, I'll pour a glass of wine and I'll watch it.
Ooh.
But if it's not, I make a cup of tea and I change it. It's a funner game in my head than what it sounds.
Yeah. No,
but
like
genuinely, I'm just like, oh, this is like tea or drinks. So that's what I do sometimes.
Yeah, when I'm playing something fun.
I like it as well, because it actually just shows me things that I've never seen before and I've never, probably will never watch or know that it's on Netflix.
I don't often try things without recommendations. Like, I never really go in completely blind. Like, I have to have been told about something.
I like going blind.
Really?
Especially during Christmas time. But I'm going to have a good time watching it.
Going to have a good time. Yeah. That's all we want.
Yeah, that's exactly all we want.
All right, cool. So The Guilty.
Do you know what? You recommend it. You give it some rating, because I don't think I should, because I won't be fair on it.
Do you know what? I'd give Guilty 7 out of 10.
Okay.
I actually would. And I don't often watch films. But for a film, knowing that I'm not that much of a film person, for a film, I enjoyed.
All right, I'm going to rewatch it.
Yeah, rewatch it.
Let you know.
Give Jake his flowers. Give whoever wrote that twist their flowers.
And also, whoever writes the scripts for one person films and TV shows is sick.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that is a lot of writing.
I agree.
And you have to convey so many things in just one person talking, and I think that's sick.
All right, should we move on to the recommendations for next week?
Yeah, what day is it? So, wait,
what day is it?
Do you know we have a date for everything that happens in the world? What date is it this week? What's happening in the world?
Well, let's take a look. 20th of October, International Chef's Day. Excuse me, have some respect. Okay.
Have some respect for the chefs. Okay, International Chef's Day.
So we're going to share some recommendations of great depictions of food, cooking or chefs.
Okay, do you cook well?
I can cook, but I don't enjoy cooking. I was actually having this discussion just last week.
Tell me more.
Celebration for you. Because I remember I used to lie all the time to men that I enjoy. What?
So
who didn't? You know why? Because all those little fuckers, the first thing they would ask was, oh, do you cook?
at university.
Why are you asking me that? I am an 18-year-old girl.
If you ever went to university in the UK, yes. Freshers Week, all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, when are you going to come cook for me?
Yeah.
Can and you me, cook? Like the dickhead that I am, oh, I can make lasagna.
Me, I lied and said I could make lasagna. I couldn't make a damn thing. A damn.
Do jollof.
Yeah. No, I'm terrible.
Sometimes my jollof is nice. Sometimes it's soggy.
No, jollof, that's good. I think that's good. Some people can't
At
do that.
At 18, I couldn't really...
Right. So that's the thing is, like, my relationship with cooking has been either forced on me, and also, like, my mum... is a really great cook, but she was very busy when I was growing up.
Right, okay.
So she never really had the time to be doing up all these four-course meals.
Right, okay.
And I'm an only child. When I was at home, I would just cook quick food
to
survive.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. So now I'm like just out here surviving. I want somebody to cook for me. Don't be coming to me like, can you... The point of the matter is I can cook, but I don't enjoy cooking.
I don't enjoy cooking either. And it's actually the truth I had to admit to myself because... Yeah. I did think it was part of my, I'm a good woman.
I was going to say, it doesn't make you less of a woman.
Yeah. I thought
cooking.
It was part of my, I'm a good woman stamp. I cook and I clean, but I don't.
No.
I got a cleaner.
Yeah.
And if I could afford a chef, I would get a chef. Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy it. Here's why I don't enjoy it, right? It takes like 2 hours, an hour and a half, and I'm going to eat it in 10 minutes.
Exactly. And then you have to spend half an hour washing up.
Doesn't that sound like a waste of time?
A complete waste of time.
I genuinely don't enjoy it. I don't like cutting shit. I don't like season. I don't like any of it. No. It's shit.
Yeah. Do you like cooking for other people when you do cook? Okay. Because I actually don't even like that.
But the thing is, though, when you cook for other people, I have to watch them taste it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, please like it. Please like it. Please like it. And if it's shit, and then that's another dilemma as well.
I get pissed off. I just, cook it your fucking self then.
I genuinely used to use it as a way to be like, not lure men in, but I thought it was a thing that like I had to be able to cook to get a man, and it was such a, you know, yeah.
I did that too.
But I don't enjoy it at all.
No, and I remember I did it for this guy who was terrible. So actually, I'm so glad that every meal that you ate was awful. But I remember I was like pretending as if I could do a whole ass barbecue. I burnt all the sausages. I burnt everything.
No.
I don't even regret that shit now. At the time I was embarrassed, but now I hope you choked.
I have made a commitment or a promise to make someone a roast. And a Sunday that's coming soon.
Really? Well, you could do it. You could. Also, can I just say, I can't do the timing.
It's the timing. Because the chicken will be cold.
Yeah.
The potatoes will be hot.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not even in my culture, man.
That's actually true.
But I feel like I should know how to make a roast. I just don't like cooking.
I don't like cooking either.
And I think living alone has really taught me that I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way.
I don't enjoy it at all. My mum's a caterer. My mum loves cooking and all things like that. Mm. I don't give a shit about it.
Neither do I.
That's my truth.
And so if you've ever needed a sign to take Tolly and I out for food, now's the sign.
Yeah. I don't.
Because I'm not trying to cook for anyone.
But Chef's Day. Chef's
Day. Chef's
love cooking. Hold tight the chefs.
20th of October. Hold tight you.
Yeah.
What is your recommendation? Your food / chef / cooking recommendation?
Sorry, before I go inside, do you know what's always pissed me off about the career of being chefs? Culture and society often makes it seem like we just said, it's a womany thing to be like, I'm going to be in the kitchen and I can cook a roast. And, you know, in our families, it's a lot of people, it's like their parents, their mums or their grandmas that are the chefs and the cooks.
Yeah.
But the people that are really making money for being chefs are predominantly men.
That pisses
me off.
That part.
Why is that? But chef shows. I'm going to go for Nailed It. It's not really a chef show, but it's like
a cooking competition show.
Do you know why that show is sick? Because of the host of it.
Mm.
Like I said, I love a background TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And Nailed It is basically, do you know all the fashion shows you get where they're like, make this top, but it's with like cakes. So it's kind of like, here's this thing on Pinterest, make this cake that everyone loves on Pinterest, like a rainbow cake or one of those cake that shits out Skittles because it's trending on Pinterest.
Mm.
And it's just contestants trying to make it. And some of them are really shit. And the host is brilliant. She's like this black woman who is like...
Nicole Byers, I think her name is.
Yeah. Do you know the kind of black woman you want to be your auntie?
Yeah.
And she just seems like really good vibes and good fun. And sometimes she just mocks people's shit stuff. And sometimes people don't nail it.
Mm. And my favourite thing about those kind of TV shows is that they're reliable.
Yeah.
It's not one of those things where there's going to be a big dramatic twist.
No.
Like, it's just every time somebody is going to make a shit cake, you're going to laugh.
Yep.
Next episode.
And like, someone's cake is going to wow you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what it is. So I would say Nailed It. I rarely watch cooking stuff because I don't like that. But if I do, it is Nailed It because it's a really easy watch and the host is brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, my recommendation is a film and the character is a chef, so...
That's absolutely cheating, but go off.
It's not cheating. You know what? This is how I know that Talani's
not
home. Because before we started recording, she said, yeah, go on, recommend it. Now, when we're on the mic, she's thrown me under the bus.
Outside the film.
If we go back to the Squid Game episode, that's why I said she was a jock. That's why I said that. That's why I said. Yeah, so Always Be My Maybe. Have you seen that film?
Of course I've seen Always Be My Maybe. I've seen Always Be My Maybe probably every other
such
Sunday.
A good time.
Every other Sunday.
That film was such
I
a
have
good
watched
time.
That film. I
such
love that
a good
film.
Fun. Yeah. So that film stars Ali Wong and Randall Park. Mm-hmm. It's also got Keanu Reeves in it, randomly.
Randomly.
She is a chef, but actually about these two. Kind of like childhood sweethearts.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really cute. And they reunite and blah, blah, blah. And then like in the end, they discover that, you know, they have feelings for each other. It's just beautiful.
And also, I love the title of it.
Always Be My Maybe.
Always Be My Maybe. Yeah. And also, Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey is one of my favourites. Mm. I feel like that song sounds like what love should feel like.
Mm.
As soon as it starts, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So I love the play on words in it, and they play that song in it, of course, and yeah. I think it's a brilliant film.
It's a very, very good film.
So although
film.
You cheated, because it's not chef-based, fair.
Yeah, fair. So those fair. Recommendations for International Chef's Day
yes.
are Nailed It.
Nailed It, yeah.
And Always Be My Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I ain't got anything else to recommend.
Are we done?
I think we are. I ain't got nothing
Is
else to say.
Is anything you've been watching that you feel like it's not chef-based, but what the people them should know?
Ooh. Tell us a bit about Maid.
Oh my gosh, right, sick. You lot should absolutely watch Maid. No, honestly, it's so good. Apparently it's based on a memoir, so I think it might be a real life story.
Okay.
And it's about this woman, I guess girl, because she's quite young, who is a single mum, and she has this altercation with her partner where it's like domestic violence, but it's really weird because he doesn't actually physically hit her. You don't see him hit her in that scene, the first episode sort of thing. He kind of like throws something by her. Mm. And it's this whole thing that before they hit you, they hit near you.
Mm.
And it just kind of talks about like domestic violence and her trying to make it out. She gets a job as a maid and just trying to like work out what life is. She was like an aspiring writer and you're trying to figure out, go backwards and see like how her life ended up like this.
Right.
And how she's the single mum who didn't go to college, who doesn't have much qualifications. And she's just trying to work out life. I'm not saying it enough because I don't want to spoil anything, but genuinely, it is so good.
Really?
It's really, really good. Such a good show.
Mm.
That's like a 10/10 for me. I'd recommend that.
Really?
Yes, it's such
I don't
a
think
show.
You did do it justice with the explanation.
No, but I didn't because I don't want to ruin it.
Right, okay.
There's like twists and turns and just about this like hard knock type life that she has. If I say too much, it will go.
So I feel like if you're going to do the thing that we were speaking about earlier, which is take a chance on something.
It's Maid.
Take a chance on Maid.
It's sick.
100%.
It's not like an easy watch. You're going to probably cry. I cried in it.
Already? Have you finished it?
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, but I've definitely cried in it.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but also it's quite funny.
Okay.
Which is like my thing. I like laughing at things that I probably shouldn't be laughing at.
Mm, mm.
That comedy is my thing. I'm kind of into it. Mm. So yeah, I'd recommend that without a doubt. Like watch that before Nailed It. Sorry, I know it's Chef Day, but watch Maid before Nailed It. It's home appliances. She's cleaning. Cooking
She's
and cleaning.
In the kitchen somewhere.
They go hand in hand. It makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, that's actually
it's
true.
Fine.
She's in the kitchen. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
actually good.
Maid is my recommendation.
That's
Would
good.
Recommend 10/10 for sure.
That's good. That's good.
But yeah, that's it for this episode.
That is it.
I have been Tolly T.
And I have been Gina. You can find me at SmileGina, G-E-N-A.
And you can find me at Tolly_T. Please be sure to use the hashtag 1010 would recommend. Tell us what shows you've watched. Tell us if you understood the guilty or if you completely missed it. Because I thought the snakes in the belly was like a bug.
Yeah, it was, but she stabbed them out.
But yeah, that's it. Have a good time, hands. Bye.